Blog Talk Radio.
It's not necessarily that. It's all about feeling good in your mind and in your heart and where you're at. It's not about the weight size. It's not about the scale numbers. It's about where you feel right inside.
Yeah, you've had ups and downs, but you've stuck with it, and you know, you never gave up, and that's what I just find so inspiring.
You say that I can be an inspiration. I think that, you know, one of the themes that we've been picking up tonight is, you know, what Team YRG can do for yourself and for others, and it's all about paying it forward. If I can help anybody, if I can help one person, if one person looks at what I did and think that is something that motivates them to do something, that motivates somebody else to do something, good God, man, I can't explain how good that makes me feel.
It was just a complete moment of triumph, because at that particular time I went farther than my original goal, and I was still feeling amazing. And I just, the whole shot is emblematic of what you can do if you don't let your doubts mess you up.
Sparky, this is Mark Merrow. No, bro, you are really, and you guys are so inspirational. You know, Team YRG, everybody that is part of Team YRG has been so inspirational. Everybody, we all have a story, you know. God has a purpose for all our lives, and we use that, you know. It's like God has taken our mess and turned into our message. We take this message that we have, that we've taken control of our life. And you just said it, Sparky, it's taking control of your life. It's making that decision to take control of your life. And when you do, you actually put yourself in a place where you can inspire and help so many people.
If things weren't already interesting enough, I had a friend of mine call in. Ray Lloyd is actually on the line.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding me. Sugar Ray.
Brother Mark, what's up? And I just remember him saying, because there's not a lot of people in this world who are known as much for their failures as they are their successes. He said, I've missed a lot of jumps. And he said, but you know what? I kept getting back up. And that's become like my new theme is keep getting back up. Because we all get knocked down. We all do. And you just keep getting back up.
It's me, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and welcome to the YRG Radio Roundtable.
Good God, it's Wednesday, November 16th. 9 p.m., and tonight, you're listening to the best damn inspirational, motivational, workout, and everything else show on the internet, on the planet, and, you know, tonight, somebody call my mama, because we've got a couple surprises, one here with us right now. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing good, bro.
And the big surprise for everybody else who's out there, somebody you all know, Arthur, how are you?
Fine. Hi.
So everybody will be excited. We actually have more than Robert and I's voice tonight on the line. So that'll be pretty cool. Arthur's going to be hanging out with us for a little bit. So what a week. I got to tell you guys, man, it's I keep saying what a week every week, and I think the closer we get to the holidays and the closer I get to son number three, I'm just going to start going out of my mind. Two of the boys have been sick this week. One's got like 102 degree temperature, and my wife, God bless her, is, you know, we're about a month away from the third son, and now she's getting sick. So I think I have to tent myself somewhere in the house. To make sure I survive the plague that's going on here. How's you guys been? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, if the zombie outbreak starts, you know it started here, so. Sorry, give it a good name for me. This will be ground zero. We got some stuff going on in Team DDP Yoga with some new peeps. Go ahead.
Nobody's talking.
All right. I heard some reverb. I guess I was hearing myself talk there a little bit. So, Bammy 98 and Heather, welcome to Team DDP Yoga this week. Now that we've got a lot of good movement, we're almost up to, you guys, Robert, you probably know, Arthur, have a guess how many people we have in Team DDP Yoga right now.
It's got to be close to 1,000.
We are three away from, and this is the challenge for everybody listening, three away from turning over 1,400 members on Team DDP
wow.
Yoga. Isn't that amazing?
That is awesome.
Yeah, we've had a lot joining lately, too.
Yeah. Since Team DDP Yoga has sort of been announced over the past month and throughout October, I'm looking here. There's easily, I don't know, about 30, 40 people on the list, which when you look past and you look before the Team DDP Yoga momentum started, we were getting a few a week, a couple here and there, but nothing like we've had in the past month and a half. It's been amazing. We've got a couple guys who are super active, like Steve Anderson. It's worth a shout out to give to him. He's been here before and he's come back, and he is really, really starting to crush it.
And he's actually, it looks like he's in the chat room right now too.
Hi, Steve.
Steve, I hope you're doing well, brother. Everybody's pretty inspired by what you're doing, and I told you earlier, it's great to have somebody else sticking around, saying hey, showing their success story in Team DDP Yoga, because once it blows up, and this thing goes on next Friday, which is Black Friday, Team DDP Yoga is going to be ready for the world. We're going to need all the help we can get, helping everybody out here. So I think, Robert, you got some good news that came out this week on the Facebook page for Team DDP Yoga.
Oh, yeah, we launched the contest this week for the packages for the DDP Yoga. I must be fried, I'm telling you. but, yeah, just go to facebook.com/DDP Yoga, and there's a contest tab. Just go there and what was that noise? Can you hear that?
Yeah,
I think the chat room's working.
Okay. We've got all the contest rules up there. It runs until about a week before Christmas because we want to have time to ship everything out before Christmas. And then we're going to announce the winners then.
That's amazing. For all you guys who are listening, who have been waiting for Team DDP Yoga, I'm telling you, it's going to be worth the money, but it's also going to be worth jumping into this contest because this is a way for you to tell your story on why you want DDP Yoga and how it's going to allow you to own your life. For me, there's no other program that I could have tried that would have given me the tools for the lifestyle change that Dallas and Robert and Arthur and Team DDP Yoga, everybody has contributed to make this a lasting force in my life. I'm coming up on almost 2 years in May. Arthur, how many years for
my
you?
My goodness. Almost five.
Yeah,
almost
well, let
five.
Let me pause you guys right there for a second.
Okay.
Hey, Ray, is that you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. We knew that you were going to join us tonight and grace us with your presence, but we have a surprise guest. Arthur is on with us tonight, too.
Oh, wow. Hey, Arthur, I heard so much about you, man. I look forward to meeting you face-to-face one of these days.
Hi.
you're kind of, outside of Paige, you're kind of like the face of this whole thing. So that's awesome, man. So I'm glad that I got a chance to talk to you.
I'm the face?
I think outside of Paige, you've kind of become the face of it as far as, you know, your story and everything.
I was hoping you guys could find somebody prettier.
We try, but you know,
I mean, I'm more functional than ornamental, if you know what I mean.
It takes all of us to make a team.
Good.
That's cool. Yeah, we were just talking, right? We got, if you didn't know, they're with the Team DDP Yoga rebrand, they're launching a contest where on Facebook, if everybody comes out and likes us, they're going to be giving is it? It's six prizes, right? The grand prize, Robert, is DDP Yoga package plus a phone call from the man himself, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Which is well worth it. I mean, when DDP started with Team YRG and everything else, and in the inception, even up to about, you know, 2 years ago when I came in, I was really amazed at how much contact he has with everybody and the genuine interest he has in people being a success, to the point it was probably, I think it was 30 days in when I took my first update picks. He's like, hey, bro, send me your telephone number. I'm like, okay. It's like, yeah, I can't be serious. I'm sitting down having a barbecue down at my parents' house, and the phone rings, and I didn't notice the number or anything, and I answer it, Sparky. And I was like, I could almost instantly tell who it was, and I almost dropped the load of my pants at that point. I was half starstruck because it was the People's Champ calling me, and you know, I say it almost every week. I was a WCW guy through and through, and when he first came out and with WCW and everything else like that, he was the guy that I used to love to tune in and watch, and getting the call was amazing. But it wasn't just to say, hey, I'm DDP, this is my program, what's going on? It was to say, hey, how's it going? What can I help you with? And then he started jumping in. That was the first time I ever heard of the retreat. He's like,
yeah.
I'm thinking about getting some people together and going on a retreat. He's, what do you think? I'm like, what do you mean, what do I think? I'm thinking to myself. But I was like, I'd be in with 2 feet, and if it wasn't for what happened, I was there, I was all booked to go. Amazing time, but it was really cool, you know, that he was that into it and was like, had known me from Adam and was like, what do you think? Let's get this going.
Yeah. I need to go to one of those.
Well, there is one.
I do.
In July.
Yeah, I know. I got to figure out if I can get there or not.
Yeah, it's going to be in Punta Cana, I think.
Yeah, going overseas, that's an issue. But, you know, the other thing is, of course, I gotta clear it with she who must be obeyed.
Yeah, that was my kind of thing. Like, going to Mexico was kind of tough. I mean, I've been to India. Japan's a little bit better to be at. So a flight to Mexico wasn't that bad. But getting out of the country is pretty tough.
Well, the last time I went overseas, people shot at me, so.
That's not a good thing.
Pretty face thing, doesn't it?
Oh.
So.
But this should be friendlier trip.
What's that?
This should be a friendlier trip.
You would think so.
This is definitely a friendlier trip. If you saw the photos and the pics and talked to anybody and talked to DDP on the show where he came back. And was on DDP radio talking about it. It was life-changing for a lot of people. There are a lot more people there than I expected to be. It was a really cool trip for them to be on, and Reb Kev was there, and Doug Steffen was there. So that it was pretty cool for everybody all entailed. And Laparca showed up. So if you follow that, they found a mask out in the city that was an actual Laparca mask, and DDP put it on. And if you follow storylines, that's something that DDP did as a surprise in a couple matches. So who did he pop that on? I'm trying to remember.
That was
Randy Savage. He came out and turned around and gave him the Diamond Cutters Laparca and pulled it off. That was pretty cool.
Well, it's so kind of neat. Have you looked at the? Have you gone online and looked at the hotel?
For Mexico?
Yeah, it's all one word. Hard Rock Hotel Punta Cana. So www.hardrockhotelpuntacana.com. It's pretty awesome looking. I mean, you know me, I Google everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you are Captain Research, and I'm putting it in as we speak. I haven't checked it out then. I know I looked at El Dorado Royale.
It's freaking huge. it's got like a canal or something running right through the middle of it, and it's got it looks neat. I don't even want to try to describe it. You just need to just it's got like bridges over the canal, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's got more pools than I can count easily.
And not that I'm super into it, but I'm already seeing they've got a casino. It looks like there's some things to get mixed up in, and it also looks like there's some golf there too. So a little bit something for everybody, probably. So yeah. Just kind of like El Dorado Royale was like in Mexico.
Yeah.
So for all you people thinking about going there, jump in the contest on Facebook. You can win a package, and that the workout's going to be one of the best life-changing things that you could ever do for yourself. So,
yeah.
And that's facebook.com/DDPYoga. That'll get you right there. So, Ray, what have you been into?
Well, what is it going to be this next time? I somehow missed that when you guys were talking about it.
When is it?
Where is it this next one going to be?
Oh, Hard Rock Cafe in Punta Cana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
July, I think, right?
I want to say July 21st to the 25th in my memory serves.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah, I just got a chance to, Robert and I spent some time with Paige a few weeks back when he was here in Orlando doing one of the conventions, and just always great to see Paige, and of course he was telling me all about what was coming up and the rebranding and everything, which I think is awesome because, with Paige, that's one thing, one of the principles you apply in wrestling, is you have to constantly evolve and sometimes reinvent yourself, and so that's apparently what's happening, and I think it's a really good, strong move in the right direction. I really do. I mean, I really, it's just great to talk to Paige because he's so excited about the next phase of everything. So, and we always say, Mark Merrill and I always joke around about Paige, and I've said it on the show several times, is like, whether you like Paige or not, don't bet against him, because he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that this thing is going to be a success. And just from just the preliminary buzz about it, it's already off to such a great start.
Some of the new things that the team's been working on and stuff, you can see it starting to elevate. We've been talking about, I keep a track, I've been keeping an account on the Twitter account that he started with just DDP Yoga at DDP Yoga, which was the former Team YRG. They had a couple people following, and like 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were at a couple hundred members, and then last week they were pushing for 1,000, and within a couple days here, they'll be over 1,100. Which is amazing to have in just a couple weeks, I think,
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. And the great thing about it is just the start of it, so it's just only going to keep growing from there, And Paige is just, he's on a mission to really get the word out. And I think that, the rebranding of it is just, that's the great thing about it is it keeps Paige's name out there too, And that's going to be a big selling point is that people know for a fact this is what Paige is doing, And in the past, as much as I love the YRG brand and everything, sometimes people would hear about it, maybe not know that it was Paige that was involved in it. And now there's no mistaking that this is what Paige is doing, and this is his baby.
it's his name is it, and if you look at his name with the brand, you got the diamonds in the D's, the DDP, the diamond cutter, everything's there. It's unquestionably his and his style now, which is awesome. And it was his style before when he was doing the workouts, but it's great that he has it in his own hands. And what I think is amazing that you can take his style, and if you look at the success stories, if you compare this to something like you look at some of the P90X or some of the other programs, and you look at how they fit, they do some of their success stories. If you've seen some of the behind-the-scenes footage where they take some guys who are in shape, they put on some pounds, and then they go do the workouts, and then they airbrush them up a little bit, You hop into Team DDP Yoga. I don't know how many transformations we have there now, Robert, posted, but I want to say there's about 20 or so.
Yeah, was the in the Team DDP Yoga or DDPYoga.com?
Team DDP Yoga on Facebook.
I'm
starting to get them all confused, but you know they're kind of all over the place. If you go to Facebook, is a great place to go and look at all the transformations all together because they've been branded for DDP Yoga.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and yeah, it's all kind of melding together for me too. But yeah, there's probably about 20 up there. There's not going to be as many up on the main website, but yeah, we've got a bunch and we're going to be adding more. And you know, the cool thing about that is that we're linking them to people's Facebook, so they can go and they can see that these people are real. They're not actors. They're not, you know, spokespeople. They're just people who use the program.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it works for regular people. We got people from, you know, from myself to Arthur who are on here, and you know, we both came from different walks of life and different ways to get in there. But I mean, it just works.
Yes, it was. So what have you guys been up to? I haven't been on in a few weeks, so I'm trying to catch up with what you guys have been up to.
Well, I've been working. I don't know about, you know.
Yep.
We know you have.
Work. First quarter of the year is over, so I'm a special ed teacher, which means I kill more trees before 9 a.m. than most people do all day. I've been generating paperwork. One of the things I do at work, I generate grade reports so people can look at the numbers for all of the students. And 2,000 students, and these reports have every single assignment that they've had that gets put into a computerized grade book system. So I generate those once a week. And I've done my quarterly reports, which means I have to do a report on every goal for every single student I've got. And it's like the paperwork, I just stacks. On a good day, I kind of start digging down and I strike desk. But, you know, that's the neat thing about this. You know what? I can do this. You know, with DDP Yoga, you could be the busiest person in the world, and you can find and make the time to make this happen. And, you know, it's not like you have to go here or there, or you have to be there by a certain time. You know, you can get up early, you can stay up late, you can do whatever. You can stick it in the, you know, you stick the disc in the drive, bang, you're working out.
Yeah. And Arthur, I was a teacher for 14 years on and off, a few years before my wrestling career, and then a few years after I went back to teaching for a while. And I have my certification in special ed, and teaching is hard no matter what, but being a special ed teacher is the hardest job that I think I've ever seen anybody has to try to do, because you're right. I mean, not only are you having to do the daily task of the classroom, but the paperwork is just endless at times. And
yeah.
if you know, someone with your schedule, as busy as you are, and balancing that and a family and everything else, can have the kind of result that you can have from this, then it's obviously got to be an inspiration to anybody out there that hey, you know, you can make the time to do it. And and I always try not to be negative and say, hey, you don't have any excuse not to do it, because that makes it sound like, well, you know, shame on you if you don't do it. But you know, the positive way of saying that is, no matter how busy you are, you can make a little bit of time for yourself. You know, this is that time that, and that's one thing, like for busy moms, that's one thing I've always tried to tell them, is this becomes your time, you know, for that 20, 30 minutes, whatever, where it's just you. You're doing something to take care of you, and the kids and everybody else has to respect that and let you have that time. And
but the other part of it is, it's not just you.
Right.
You know what? The people who I love and I care for and about, my family, my wife, my sons, my students, I am better for them.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
If I am not, you know, sick and wheezing and, you know, not getting up and down the stairs on my own and everything else. If you are healthy, you know, everybody always says, oh, well, this is just selfish time. It's not selfish time.
All right.
This is time that you are making you a better person for all of those people who care for you.
Exactly.
That is so true. Arthur, your son that made the video.
Warren.
What was his name? Warren?
Warren.
Yeah. I look at that, and just to touch on a point there that you said that really resonates with me, it's like when you watch that video and it touches people's hearts and minds, and if you don't watch that and you're not emotionally moved, there's something wrong with you, I think. But you can tell and feel the love that he had in that, watching your transformation. I mean, I think all you guys would agree, right? I mean, everybody here's just seen it. I watched that, and one of the things in what you just said, I am not making myself better, but I'm helping to make my family better for being there. What you said, I have two young boys, and I'm about to have my third, Ray. That's the other thing that's up. I'm going to have a third boy here in about a month.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm working on a either a hockey team or a basketball team here. I'm not sure which. but I can remember walking with when my boy was 2 years old, just walking up a hill, getting winded with him and thinking, my goodness, how can I chase this kid around the house? How can I play with him? How can I give him what he deserves? And, you know, thinking to myself, if I fast forward it, I don't want my kid growing up with a father like that.
Right.
You know, it's tough. I just, you know, it was tough accepting that, even just for, you know, the year or two when I had my first son, just knowing that I had another son on the way at that time, and now I'm going to have three. Now I need to do DDP yoga so I make sure I definitely can keep up with them. They're all over the place.
I love working with young people. Being a teacher, one of the great joys working with young people. And there's something really funny. I've got an advisory, kind of like a homeroom class. I've got a couple of cheerleaders in my homeroom class. And it's really fun because I can do a full split and they can't. And it's like, you know, I'm at the point right now, it's like, you know, I'm working at a dance or something and the kids are dancing is the way that kids dance nowadays. And I'll walk around and I'll go, excuse me, old person here, you know, don't do that. But then I can turn around and I can do things physically that they can't. And it's like, you know, I'm stronger, I'm more flexible, and, you know, I keep thinking they really need to do DDP yoga and phys ed at school.
And I did that with my special ed class. I taught adaptive PE, and it was my last class of the day. And they just lived for it. I mean, that's what we did to our warm-up every day was doing the movements that the Paige and I got together. We figured out, you know, certain series of moves that we could do that in a limited amount of time that would lead into, you know, warming them up to get them ready for that whatever activity we're going to do. And they loved it. I mean, they absolutely loved it. And it was amazing to see how good they got at it, you know, over the course of the school year. And as they gradually did, I could add a little bit more and a little bit more. But it was really cool to see. Really cool to see.
Yeah. Because one thing I love, do you guys know what a diamond cutter salutation is?
A diamond cutter salutation. Enlighten us.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. Okay, you start, you power the hands way up overhead into touchdown, right? You fold, your knees are slightly bent, you know, you're grabbing, just like you've energized. You fold forward from the hips, you bring the hands down, you go to the bar back, right? You know, you're squeezing the elbows in, you go to the bar back. Bring the hands down, you kick back, you do a push-up. Usually I do a three or a five, but when I'm by myself, you know, I'll do a 10 or sometimes a couple if I'm feeling froggy. But you do that. Then the last one, you go down, you hold, you come up to an up dog. Then you shoot it up to the down dog, right? You bring your feet forward to that broad flat-footed squat. You reach to the outside. You grab a couple of invisible dumbbells, come about halfway up, squeeze it in, almost like you're doing thunderbolt, except your arms are down by your side, squeezing up. Then you push it back. You bring it forward, and you bring it forward with that fist-palm salutation. Then you pull it back into the into the squat with the hands extended in the diamond cutter, so you're doing catcher, except you're about halfway up thighs parallel to the ground, squeezing the knees in, and you hold it there for a good long count. Then you roll it down, put your elbows on the, you know, with feet flat, you put your elbows on the floor. Then you reach down, grab the ball in front of you, lift it up over the head into a more classical thunder, you know, more classical thunderbolt. Come up about halfway, hold, fold forward, split the arms wide, push back. It's almost like you're doing a breaststroke. Then you come back into that squat, go all the way down, and then you come up slow and finish off in a diamond cutter. It's harder than it sounds.
Well, that sounds pretty hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, that tired me out listening to it. And actually, the way you were going through that, I started getting flashbacks from when I was in D.C. and took the how long was that? Did we go for 2 hours?
Yeah. Well, you know what I like to do? Sometimes if I don't have the time to throw a disc in or something, I'll just do like, or if I really want to kick my own butt, I'll just do like a good handful of those. You know, one time I actually did that for like an hour, and I just totally smoked myself. And, you know, the neat thing with that is you've got that control over your own workout. That's one of the neat facets of DDP yoga, is that you can do that. But, you know, when you're doing that, you're building strength. But you can also do it as a flexibility, or you can do it as an aerobic work. So you've got the ability to control how you're applying that. You know, the amount of engagement. You guys were talking about that last week. The amount of engagement you put into it is just totally your control.
Oh, absolutely. We were talking, and I think that was, we were talking about somebody who might have COPD or something like that, trying to do it. And that's just, I remember when I did my first engagement, something that that you were talking about with this, it kind of reminds me of sort of the certification that you can get with now DDP Yoga. I think there's going to be some requirements and some other things coming out, I think, with that, but it's, you know, part of getting that certification is doing some workouts and making it your own. I think that's a great way to sort of, you know, test your limits and to know that you can go beyond just what that 20 or 30 minute DVD in that workout is. That DVD in that workout is going to give you something great, but when you can start to wrap your mind around, you know, what you can actually do to take yourself outside of that, I think it's really empowering.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One thing I've noticed is, like, okay, I got my yoga teacher certification. I'm actually certified at the 500-hour level. That's as high as it goes right now. And when I see, quote-unquote, classical yoga teachers, you know, the ones who aren't doing DDP yoga, I'm stronger than they are. I'm
That's
stronger
amazing.
Than they are. I've got more endurance than they do. And I'm prettier than they... No. But,
that's why you are the face of DDP yoga.
And that's why we picked you.
But, you know, all joking aside, this, you know, I hear this so many times from yoga teachers. From yoga teachers, I hear this, but I've never heard this from somebody about DDP yoga. I've heard yoga teachers say, well, when I'm done with my yoga practice, I really need to go out and do some cardio. And it's like, dude, watch my heart monitor here when I do this, okay?
Yeah, there's no need to get on a treadmill with DDP yoga.
Yeah.
Not only is there no need, I don't want to. After the last thing I want to do is go do. I mean, I feel invigorated, I really do, but I don't. I know I don't need to go do anything on a treadmill after that. I know that I've done all I need to do, you know, in this workout, which is what makes it so great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one thing I thought maybe we could touch on was, you know, coming up, we got the holidays, we got Thanksgiving, we got turkey, we got some crazy eating, but you're going to have time off. And Arthur, you talked about, and Ray, you mentioned, you can always have time to work out. I mean, taking 20 minutes to work out to combat some of the things that you're going to do over the holidays, I think can really help you keep in line. What are you guys going to do in the next couple weeks to make sure that, you know, you guys don't fall off the wagon or pick up any bad habits over the holidays?
I gave up spontaneous eating. Totally. It's like, you know, so many times as a teacher, and you know, Ray, you can back me on this. You'll go in and there'll be bagels or donuts or whatever laying loose. And it's like, no, I bring my own food. You know, I do not spontaneously, you know, eat. I bring my own stuff. And I make sure that I eat what's on my list. I cannot afford to eat stuff that I know is bad for me. Plus, beyond that, you know, it's not just a matter of my body says that's the wrong thing to do. My brain is saying, dude, this is stupid. No, this is not. I'm serious. Knowledge is dangerous. Because you know what? You know it's not healthy. It's like, you know, for me to do something like that right now is about the same thing as me to say, gee, I think I'll drop this kettlebell on my foot. That would be interesting. And it's like, you know, gee, I think I'll go eat that candy bar. No. Number one, I don't need it. Number two, you know, it's not going to make me feel better. In fact, it's probably going to make me feel worse.
Yes.
So, you know.
Well, when you think about things like that, Arthur, how quickly do you flash back to where you used to be?
Very fast. I have some tricks that I use for that. I took some, I saved some old pictures of me. And I laminated some of them to the door of my refrigerator and to the door of a couple of the cabinets in my kitchen. From where I sit right now, I see my old belt hanging on the wall, reaching from most of the way up the ceiling to the floor.
Wow.
And it's like, that reminds me, do I really want to? Oh, I take that every now and then for a joke. I'll take that and I'll wrap it around myself two or three times just to remind myself.
I was going to say, you could probably jump rope with that.
Yeah. I mean, I have a pair of pants that I used to just barely fit into that now I can actually fit easily into one leg. And I saved it. And I saved some of my old fat person t-shirts.
I saw a picture of you recently, Arthur. It looked like it was taken at a county fair. And this was, you know, I guess you had given it to Steve a while ago. And it's you in a wheelchair being pushed around by your son.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not real proud of that. But you know what? It's the truth. I have to admit it. And, you know, having that, seeing that around every now and then kind of reminds me of what I, you know, of what the other choice is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I can be where I am and what I am and keep this lifestyle where I feel good and, you know, yeah, I give up some stuff. Or I can go back. And I know that it won't make a difference in the first couple of months, but I know that in a year or so I will end up being that person again. I don't want that.
Yeah, I saw an interesting fact, and actually it was on The Biggest Loser tonight. They put up a stat which was interesting, that, you know, which really caught my eye. You mentioned a year. A year, if you put, I think it was 2 tablespoons of sugar and cream in your coffee, 10 pounds over a year.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, I believe
that.
There
you go. It all adds up.
Isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah. But, you know, there are other things I do. You know, you were saying things to help you, you know, avoid stuff. You know, to be really honest, it's going to sound dumb, but I reward myself.
Oh, I got to.
You know what? From where I sit right now, I have got a wall full of Star Wars collectibles. Yes,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
a nerd.
We talked about it on the show before, didn't we?
Yeah. I have got every Star Wars bobblehead ever made on my other wall, which incidentally really got me in touch with the wife when I had to put the shelves up. Like, and what is this and what is that? You know, it's really stupid. There you are in bed with the woman you love, and there's a glow in the dark Obi-Wan Kenobi looking down at you.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I kind of do the same thing in mine.
And my fuzzy wampa.
What?
and by Fuzzy Wampa.
Oh,
now, we don't need to know what you call yourself. No, never
mind. So you need to. We don't need the bedroom talk, bro.
But you know what? It's important, though, whatever it is you do. I mean, maybe I know there's a lot of wrestling fans. Maybe you want to take yourself out to that show, to that, see that WWE show. Or maybe, you know, I mean, stop and think about it. I remember they used to say this about cigarettes. You know, you save up all the money that you don't spend on cigarettes, take yourself out and do something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? That's soda. You know, you walk by that soda machine, that's a buck a shot. You walk by that candy bar machine, that's $85, $90 a shot. You know, if you stick that in a can... Or more, yeah. If you stick that in a can by the end of the month, by the end of the year, that's some pretty significant change.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, take, you know, as dumb as it sounds, take yourself out and do something with it.
No, it doesn't sound dumb at all. It's a great reward. No,
I think that's the main thing, is people have to recondition themselves to realize that they don't have to just reward themselves with food, which is how so many people do. They go, oh, gosh, well, I've earned this, you know, this huge slice of cake, you know, whatever. Well, but you've earned the right to reward yourself, but it doesn't have to be with food, you know. And, you know, and this is the hardest time of the year for people now until the first of the year, because people will talk themselves into saying, you know, oh, well, you know, it's the holidays. I'll just start the first of the year. And you know, they always have that glimmer of hope of, okay, the New Year's resolution. And then, you know, most people, 2 weeks after that, they're done. But they won't allow themselves, you know, that most of them they'll find a reason not to start right now. Then usually it's the holidays, and the one thing I always tell them, like, especially at this time of year when people are, you know, trying to find that I just talked to, you know, a friend of mine the other day, and she was saying, well, so I need more willpower. Every time I get started, and I told her, and this is not something that I came up with. I actually got it from Darren Hardy, who's the editor of Success Magazine, which is, you guys have heard me talk about that. I think it's the best magazine out there as far as just, you know, day to day, you know, giving you the right kind of motivation to keep doing what you're doing. And he says in his book, you know, the compound effect, that, you know, you don't need to find willpower, you need to find why power. Like, why do you need to do this? Why is it that you need to make this change? Why is it that you're thinking about doing this? There's something out there. And once you find that why is strong enough, then that's what you hold on to. You know, and because willpower will fail you over and over, and we've all experienced that. but when you have that why, that like you were saying, you know, if you put those pictures up, you know your why is that you don't want to go back to that. You know.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you earlier, and before I forgot, that, like, for you, I mean, as much as I've read and heard the stories and everything of your journey, I mean, what was that one thing? What was that one why that made you say, I get this, time for a change? Like way back when, you know, when you first decided to order.
Well, there's a bunch of them. I've had chairs break underneath me.
Yeah.
I've had a chair break underneath me one time when I was working with a student.
Oh, wow.
And that was just humiliating.
Wow.
One time I passed out in front of a class.
Wow.
Literally, my principal sent me home. You've heard of a kid getting sent home from school? I was a teacher who got sent home from school.
Man.
Wow.
Scared and you know, to be blunt, I scared the hell out of my students.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, they thought, you know, there I am working with a group of special needs kids, and all of a sudden I'm, you know, kaboomed out on the floor.
Wow, yeah. And how did you get to come to know about Paige? I mean, were you a wrestling fan, or did you find out about
A little bit. Now, I was in the Army for a long time, and, you know, working in the day room, you know, you have that duty where you just sort of watch the building overnight, that kind of thing.
Right.
And on the weekends and stuff, and, you know, Saturdays there would always be a bunch of guys in the day room watching the TV, watching wrestling. So just from that, you know, I knew who he was. I was on the net searching, and I had reached a point where I knew I had to do something, and I'd taken some yoga a long, 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 long time ago, and I knew it was good for my back, so I just started throwing in different, you know, search terms, and one of the ones I threw in was, you know, yoga and broken back. And DDP popped up, and I thought, well, wait a second, I know that name. So I clicked the link, and then I clicked another link, and it led me to some of the early YouTubes.
Yeah.
And there I was sitting there on the corner of my bed, doing. And I thought, hey, I can do this. So I, ordered it and got started, and one thing led to it. I started to make some progress, and then, I ended up calling, getting some emails back and forth, and then, like a lot of other people, I got that call from Dallas, and that changed everything.
That's awesome. That's great. It's amazing. I've never really heard the journey of the whole story about how you and Paige actually met. So now I know, and it's even better that I got it from you. Got the story from you, so that's even better. So
Arthur is where the whole idea of the eating plans came from, because if memory serves me correctly, the first one that Dallas put together was for Arthur.
Wow.
Yep, he emailed it to me. I still have the files.
That's great.
No shit. So everything that everybody follows today, like even going back to the gluten-free, the dairy-free, and the complete menu that's in the guidebook, it's all influenced by you.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it's changed over the years, but that's where everything started. I mean, it was a very,
do you remember the intermediate plan, that first level plan? You were asking a minute ago about, what happens if, what do you do this, what do you do that? And, one really good thought for you is if, something's going to come up where you just can't. The example that comes to my mind is you've got like some kind of a social function where you cannot get healthy food, and you can't just go there and sit and stare at everybody else because people will think you're weird or something, right? Well, if you are in that situation, then go back to that intermediate plan, maybe a little before and a little after. And then step it back to your normal place. Now, I'll be honest, I live on the intermediate plan. If I go off that thing, I start gaining weight.
And that's definitely, I think everybody has to, they have to find that point where they feel that this is doable for them.
Yeah.
Because it looks great on paper, and it does work. But, it's not doable in your mind, then you're going to set yourself up for failure. And that was my other point with people who they always say they don't want to go to the first of the year. That's always something. Look, you ask them why. Why do you want to? Well, the holidays, I'll be eating bad. And it goes back to what you said. We can make a choice. You can, when you go, wherever you go, I mean, there's these days, I mean, even for whatever kind of parties, there's still some pretty healthy choices you can probably make at whatever is being served.
People.
Right.
You can tell people, I can't eat certain things. And there's ways around it.
But at the same time,
if anything does happen, the worst possible thing to do is just to beat yourself up on it and get into one of these very self-defeating cycles. Oh, I screwed up, it's not going to work, and then blah, 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 and then one day turns into 2 days, turns into 10 days, and the next thing you've totally lost it.
I call that hitting the wall.
Yeah.
you go so hard and so fast sometimes at trying to stick to something that you hit that little speed bump, and like you said, Arthur, it turns into 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, and it doesn't take that long to unlearn a habit.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan's got a question from the chat room. He wants to know if potatoes have gluten in them.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, a lot of the gluten-free alternatives, like when I go and one of my favorite things, one of my favorite vices was pizza. I would get on a Friday night, we would order two pizzas for the family. One of them was mine. I had a very hard time giving up pizza. And long and short of it is Bob's Red Mill pizza dough. One of the staple ingredients is potato flour. So good stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But
go ahead, Sparky.
Oh, I was going to say just a quick couple things, because when we went a little long without me popping it in, if anybody has questions for anybody here, Ray and Arthur, 347-994-1216, give us a call if you're listening in on the phone, or if you're on the internet, you're in the chat room, toss up a question, we'd be happy to answer it for you. And sort of going back to the holiday thing and sort of trying to figure out how you can get past that, my fallback, my backstop, this question I hang on to, there's a couple Dallasisms that I really hang on to that really resonated with me. If I can make sure, because sometimes I can get pretty weak and I could be reaching for that big scoop of stuffing. If I can stop myself when I'm getting my hand close to my mouth and ask myself, what do I really want, I can put it down. But I got to make sure I ask myself that almost at every bite, you know? I think it's a great question and a great check.
Hey, Steve Anderson wants to know if anybody has tried going for a marathon after getting fit. Me, no.
I have not. The most I have run is maybe a mile or so. I'll be honest, running distances right now, I'm still kind of broken up in a lot of different parts. So that repeated, in fact, that's one of the virtues of doing DDP yoga. I can get my cardio without having to pound my knees into jelly.
Yeah, Rev Kev has gone. He's done two marathons. My personal motto is I never run unless I'm being chased. So.
Well, I did enough double time when I was in the Army, so I'm kind of done with that. But I'll tell you right now, I mean, if you love to run, if you want to run, this will help you because you'll be able to lose weight and then, you know, you won't be pounding as bad. But there still is that pounding. And really, if you're doing the DDP yoga, you know, you don't need that.
No.
One thing I've noticed, and there are runners, because you always see runners at school, and I have to carry around a ton of crap from classroom to classroom to classroom to classroom. I don't have room of my own. And I have to carry around, you know, a binder that's, I carry around a 3-inch binder full of paperwork. I have to carry around basically a ton of office supplies. When, you know, for kids who don't have pencils, colored markers, highlighters, extra paper, a ton of, you know, I have to carry around, I actually weighed it once. I carry with me close to 25 pounds of stuff all day long.
Room, up the stairs, down the stairs.
And I can do this going around school all over the place. And I can do this in hallways with 2,000 kids in them going, you know what I'm saying, going here and there and stuff. I have no doubt whatsoever that my cardiovascular fitness will get me through with everything I need to do. You know, I am walking around my building close to 3 hours a day every day in between, you know, zipping around the classrooms, watching in the cafeteria, moving up and down the hallways, chasing down a kid for this or for that. And, you know, my cardio is good, but I don't have to grind my knees into jelly to do it.
That reminds me of a story that you told when you were on the show one time about how you're talking to one of your students and you're walking up the stairs,
yeah,
talking, and you realize most of the way up that you're not huffing and puffing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That was a great feeling. It was. I remember just like it happened today. I mean, our school is a little different from a lot of others in that our library is on two floors, and in the middle of the library is a stairwell going up, and it's got a landing in the center of it, and then it goes all the way up to the top. So it goes halfway up, stops. It's kind of like a platform you can look out and see all the kids on the first level, and then it goes up to the second level. It's got kind of a balcony sort of effect where you can look down into the rest of the media center. And I used to have to stop, huff, 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 about halfway, a third of the way up the steps. And one day I was talking with this kid, and I was just going all the way up the stairs. And I was all the way up the top, and I suddenly stopped and said, damn. I didn't say that out loud, but, you know, it's like, I just made it all the way up these steps, talking with a kid, moving at his speed, going up the steps. And it's like, wow. I know that sounds like a dumb little thing, going up two flights of stairs. But to me, that was incredible. That was like a very graphic proof that I was making progress.
That
was awesome.
I think that's amazing. I have a similar story. We, I never did much of anything except sit on the couch, eat bags of Doritos, and watch TV before DDP yoga. And we have tickets. We often go to see Pittsburgh Penguin games. I'm a hockey fan, love the Pittsburgh Penguins. And where we park, and to get there, we have to walk straight down the hill and then straight back up the hill, me and Jenny, my wife. She used to beat me going up and down the hills when she was pregnant. I had to tell her to wait for me, and it was amazing that after a couple months of that, and then the next season going in, walking those hills, I'm like rushing up to the top of the hill. I'm standing across the street, and I'm looking around me, and she's like 10 or 12 steps behind me trying to yell at me to stop, and I'm sitting there at the top of the hill, unwinded, didn't have to catch my breath or anything, and it kind of just hit me right there that, wow, you know?
Yeah.
And for that part, there are times when I try to do some cardio and some running in between, but at that point in my life and my lifestyle change with DDP yoga, I had done no cardio other than just doing the, you know, DDP yoga workouts.
Yeah. Hey, can I jump in on something I'm reading on the chat room?
Yes.
Ryan is me. I hope you can hear me, Ryan. I was reading this line, and it's like, you want to do it every way. A lot of days don't go like you want, and you get lazy, and you're having a hard time getting yourself together to start it. And, you know, I was reading what you were writing, Steve. I like that. One thought that really helps me a lot is get it done first thing in the morning. You get your workouts done. If you get up in the morning, and let's say you just pop in that short one, energy or one of the others, where you just 15 minutes, then you know what? You got it done.
Absolutely.
You got done something. And that way, no matter how crazy the rest of the day gets, because you know what? Anybody can get up 15 minutes early. Anybody can get up 20 minutes early. You know, you got that 15, that 20 minutes. You just pop it in, get it done, and then you know what? Then no matter what happens for the rest of the day, you've done it.
And then if
you get that bigger workout later in the day, fantastic, great. But if not, don't borrow Robert's taser. But if not, then hey, you got something done.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing that I always tell people too is, just look at it like this. I mean, it really, if you remind yourself, once you get up, if you remind yourself after you finished it, that a lot of times, you know, people are doing this getting up before the sun comes up or right when it does or whatever, because, you know, they're having to get up early to, you know, to fit it in, it's the best sense of accomplishment that you've got something done before you even walk out the front door, something significant done for the day, you know, before you ever even leave the house. And and for me, honestly, and a lot of people say this, and maybe they don't mean it, but I mean this sincerely. When I get up in the morning, I do it early. It literally just energizes me. I mean, I feel like I can go take on the world. I really do. And it's a really good feel. It's a really good feeling.
Well, I mean, you strike me as a guy you can take on the world pretty much any day. But, I mean, that'll work for anybody.
I tell you what, in two with that, you know, one of the things, it's like when you start to feel lazy and you start to feel like crap and you're sitting around, and I know when I get lazy, I start to feel like crap. When's the last time, Ray or Arthur, that you've actually done a workout and afterwards you said, boy, I really feel like shit for doing that?
Never.
Never. I'm sure it's never, right?
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, too, for me, is that
I do them sometimes in the morning, but I do them in the afternoon a lot of times too, because for me, it's because of what I've put my body through over the years of wrestling and everything. Is at the end of the day, sometimes I really, really need it at the end of the day, because my body, this is from, I'm telling you, it hurts. Like today, I was on my feet a lot, and it hurts for me to stand a lot, you know, just from the pounding and everything. And so I look forward to coming home and, like, taking off my shoes and then just having a little bit of time and really feel like I'm getting my body back in whack, you know. So it really, that's what I look forward to it, you know, is when I can feel like I can come in and kind of realign everything, you know, and then have the rest of the evening to kind of relax a little bit, which is really nice.
You know, sometimes, like, you know, stress, right? You're at work and you got all this, you know, that old, what's that definition of stress? What is it? The body's reaction to the desire to choke the crap out of somebody. You know, I mean, you got stuff going on sometimes and, you know, something's happening or whatever. And, you know, and you get really, you know, you got that thing going. And sometimes that YRG workout, I swear that is awesome, because you're sitting there and you just, excuse me, you're taking the time. You're focusing on your breathing. You're focusing on your position. You're focusing on your engagement. You're doing all that stuff. And you're really burning up all this energy. You're putting everything you got into that. And you know, by the time it's done, where's the stress? The stress is gone.
Well,
it's an awesome management tool. Call it whatever you want.
Because I was having a conversation with Dallas a while ago, and we talk about the business side of DDP yoga, but we don't actually talk about DDP yoga. So he asked me if I still did the program. I was like, that's my stress relief. You know, that's I do that in place of beating the kids. You know, that's sometimes, but that's absolutely reduces my stress. It makes it manageable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, and you got to get that out, and you guys got to do that. But Arthur, Ryan's in the chat room, and actually you see it. I told him I'd give you props for the towel thing, he calls it. And for anybody listening, a quick mod, and I got this from your videos on the site, my wrists kill me if I try to keep them flat when I'm doing table or I'm doing broken airplane, broken table, anything like that. Rolling up the towel to kind of take that leverage and that pressure off your wrist. He was having some trouble with it, so I told him that. Great tip. Great mod.
Thanks.
And Ryan, your wrists will get stronger, because I had, before I started doing DDP yoga, I used to wear a wrist brace because my wrists were so bad, and I threw that away years ago. Your wrist will get stronger.
So.
Wow.
You know, with the wrists, I mean, you got to, if you stop and think about the wrist, right? There's not a lot of muscle in the human wrist.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've got is you've got basically a lot of tendons and connective tissues pulling the hand down on top of the arm so that it doesn't, you know, basically to keep it connected. And if you work those stretches, do you remember right after Broken Table and the Awkward Airplane move, he has that reverse wrist stretch?
Yes.
If you, you know, just hold that a couple times just on your own during the day, just real gentle. I mean, again, not pressuring it. And just let that wrist stretch out, because those connective tissues take longer to stretch than muscle does. You know what? There's an old thing they talk about. Muscle is like rubber, connective tissues like plastic. And it's like trying to stretch a credit card. You know, if you bend it back and forth, it'll get hot, little cracks will start in it. The next thing you know, it starts tearing and it breaks. But if you leave that credit card out, you know, in your wallet where your body heats it up and it's warm and it's held in a position for a long time, it'll stretch out, which is why so many people's credit cards are basically the same shape as their butts. But what you've got is a situation where that plastic, that connective tissue, takes longer to stretch. And if you give it that time and you stretch it long and gently, you will increase it and you will stop having all that wrist pain. But the thing is, you can't just snap it back and forth. You've got to hold it and work it.
Absolutely.
I hope that helps.
That's the strangest analogy I've ever heard, but yes.
That's actually perfect, and I'm glad we inserted wrist in there a couple times because it could have been taken the wrong way.
Well, I put chance, but I don't. He didn't respond.
So,
he laughed.
Ray, do you have anything else going on? Anything you want to throw in as far as plug-in or promos or anything like that?
You know what? I'm just plugging away down here in Orlando, Florida, and I do a show pretty much every week now. It's called Breaking the Ice with Glacier, and it's on worldwrestlinginsanity.com. And it's a site, you know, for wrestling fans, and so and I'm actually trying to figure out the time here the next few weeks to have Paige come on and you know and basically talk about the rebranding and everything. And I had Mark on last week, and so I got that going on, you know, and still doing the 90-day health challenge for just trying to help people with that. So things are going good down in Orlando. It's still sunny and beautiful, so I'm loving it. Loving life down here.
That's
so
cool.
I'm trying to stay busy, yeah.
But you might
parents,
actually get on that show in a couple of weeks, too.
What's that?
I said you may actually hear me on that show in a couple of weeks. So Ray and I talked about
yeah.
the last. No,
exactly,
so
yeah.
I'm a...
But, other than that, just staying busy and, after the first of the year, I'm actually looking to start to maybe do more appearances wrestling-wise because I really get the point. I really start to miss that a little bit, so... Kind of want to get back out there and be able to revisit with some of my wrestling buddies that don't get a chance to see that much anymore. So yeah, just doing that and trying to help Paige spread the word of BDP yoga.
That's pretty sweet. So last week would have been great. Like we start to get into, like you said, you heard we start to get into a little wrestling stuff. I've been meaning to get back into watching and listen a little bit soon. Robert and I have been trying to benchmark what WWE's been doing and stuff, but I don't know, some cool stuff. Cool.
Did anybody else see Raw this last week?
I still got it on TVR, sad to say, but I wanted to see because Rock, it wasn't it Raw Gets Rock.
Yeah. Am I the only one who actually watched it?
You're probably going to
see it.
I was grading papers last night.
let me just refresh you and just let you know you didn't really miss anything. It was bad.
Okay. Now, was he actually there? Because what's really been getting me is he's off. His promos have been on the set of G.I. Joe or wherever he's at. There's palm trees and beach behind him. Was he actually at Raw?
Oh, he was there, and I'll tell you what, he is ripped. He's put on more muscle than I've ever seen of him.
No shit. I've been looking at stuff that he's been doing with all the promos with the movies and this stuff. His muscles have muscles have muscles at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if he suddenly stops working out, he's going to need a bra. I mean, because he's just huge.
Yeah, he looks pretty crazy. And I've had people saying that. What's the last movie he did? Was it Fast Five, the right movie, in the series of Fast and Furious?
I think that's the last one that came out, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, where he kind of stepped out on the screen versus Vin Diesel, and he made Vin Diesel look small.
Yeah, which is saying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's definitely a real deal. I mean, he's serious about being the best shape he can be, so...
Yeah, he could lift a car.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see where they're going because, TNA kind of did the thing where they brought, all the guys and the experienced guys back in and kind of, revitalized it a little bit doing that. And WWE has kind of done that here and there. You know, Nash is back. You know, Triple H is here and there. And I don't mean to put him out and say, you know, he's out to pasture, because he's certainly not. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to me to see how active he's going to be, The Rock's going to be, in the plans coming up to, you know, the next WrestleMania and everything.
How old is he anyway?
Who?
The Rock.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
if he's doing all these movies now, you know, a lot of times these guys get a little older and they start going out and they're making, you know, a whole bunch of movies because they can't do, you know, the day in, day out. You know, it's not just the show, but I guess all the driving and whatnot too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert. I just know what I read on the internet. But
yeah, he is 39.
Yeah, he's holding up good though.
Yeah, definitely. Has he ever really had? No, I'm saying major injuries, because pretty much everybody takes the bumps and gets banged up though. But I want to say his body's pretty much held up for the most part.
He's pretty healthy.
There's a question on the chat room. Somebody's talking about doing Black Crow.
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a trick to it. And if you're not ready yet, what you can do is take a deep squat with your feet flat, and you get a good hand position, and you're not digging the elbows into the thighs. You've got the tricep into the thigh, and just practice pushing the tricep against the inside of the leg and squeezing the legs in, just being grounded there doing that. Does that make sense?
And when you say grounded, you mean having your head, you can also have your head on the ground, right?
If you can get it down there, yeah, a lot of people have a hard time doing that. But what it is, just getting that core stability first. And then once you've got the core stability, then start leaning gently forward, because a lot of people are going to have a hard time having the hands down and then planting and then just rolling right onto the head. I mean, that can be a little bit bad on the neck. So what you do is you practice getting the core stability first, and then start picking up one leg at a time. And then once you get a little bit stronger, pick up both legs. But you won't get it up very long at first. But the trick is just to keep practicing at it. And remember, just, you know, if you can't do something today, it doesn't mean it's never going to happen ever. It's
right,
something you can definitely do. So, you know, for Steve's question about the Black Crow, it's not an easy pose. I mean, you are supporting your entire body weight on your hands. But it is doable, Steve. And the trick is just to stay with it and think incrementally. Think in little bits at a time and just keep practicing. It's a tremendous goal, because once you can do it, it opens your way up to a whole lot of other positions. I mean, if you can get that Black Crow, you can move your way into a headstand. And there's a really nice sequence where you go from Black Crow to a headstand, back to Black Crow, and then you kick out to a plank. And that's a really nice power position. It really, you know, really builds. But the thing is to just build to it gradually and just commit yourself to doing it, and it will happen.
And I'd say, Steve, take a look at the video section on the site, because there are videos. I know, I think Doug has some, Arthur. There may be a couple that you'd – I don't know that you specifically did that, but there's some where you may be doing that. I know I did
a couple. Yeah, I've got one in there where I'm doing that as part of a headstand series.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell you what, stuff, I still cannot – from Black Crow, I have gone up into a headstand, but I still can't bring it down. I can bring it down into a Black Crow, but I still can't pop back the plank. I still have problems getting, like, straight back. It is a very tough move.
Mm-hmm. But it is doable, though.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes you know, a lot of practice, and, you know, don't be afraid to try it and fail every now and then, because it takes, you know, a winner is just somebody who gets up one more time and then they fall down.
Absolutely, I think that's one of the best things about looking at this as a lifestyle change. When you look at the other programs, when you look at the P90Xs, when you look at the Insanities, they're throwing this at you for, I'll say a couple days because I know they do 30, 60, 90 days. EDP Yoga throws it at you as what you're doing the next 30, 60, 90 days plus the rest of your life.
That's absolutely, yeah. And it's not a quick fix. It's a lifestyle change. It's something that you make a commitment to, and then once you get to that point, you realize that. I mean, it's something that becomes kind of like a day to day part of your life, and it's something that's enjoyable. A lot of people look at some of these other programs and they go, oh gosh, I got to do this for 69 days and I'm done. Your health is not like getting a driver's license. you don't take some tests and all of a sudden you're done. It's something that you commit to for whatever reason, other than the obvious reasons. It's like I say, it's your why. Why do you want to make this commitment to addicted health? Because the main thing is that even it's been said forever, but it really is true. I mean, you can have everything in the world, but if you don't have your health, all of that stuff's going to mean nothing, because you're not going to be here to enjoy it. So, by making health a priority, everything else in life becomes a lot more enjoyable too. It really is a trickle down effect. I mean, that I think a lot of people don't realize until they make that commitment, they start to see some results, and all of a sudden they see this multi-layered benefit of it, which is better mentally, physically, emotionally, with your family, your career, everything. Because it does. I mean, it has such a huge carryover effect. It really does.
Yeah,
absolutely. I describe it as one of the things, like you said, Ray. It's like once you get to the point where you can feel 10 foot tall and bulletproof. I mean, what can stop you?
Right.
At some point, that's something to describe to other people. But when you start to feel it yourself, it's amazing. We had a question. Somebody said, has there been an update? Jason, welcome to the chat room on the 2012 DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza, as the man would say. But, it's July 21st through the 25th. I think I got my dates right, at the Rock and Roll, at the Hard Rock in Punta Cana. So they're still throwing some things together, and keep your eyes peeled for it. It'll be on the Facebook page. It'll be on teamddpyoga.com. It'll be on DDP Yoga on Twitter. Get in all of those, and you'll know when it's coming.
Yeah. And one thing I wanted to mention is that we've been talking about nutrition and changing your lifestyle, and Ray, you've got kind of a different twist on it because you've hooked up with that company, and are you combining the fitness shakes that they give you, or are you combining that with your workout?
Yeah, I am. I actually, it's a nice meal replacement, and it's gluten free, and it passed the DDP test, when he looked at it. But it's something like I do in the morning because I'm on the run in the mornings a lot, just like a lot of people are. But it's something that it's worked really well for me, and something I do at least in the morning. Usually I'll do one in the afternoon if I can try to fit it in. I like it. I mean, this could, it's once again, it's something that's gotten to be where it's like a habit where, I don't even think about it. And I really look forward to it because I use, like a little bit of fresh fruit, usually like some apple slices. And I just went to the store and I get some apple slices and some fresh pineapple, and that's what I'm going to use in the morning. And it works for me. It's a nice, good way to start my day. I know it's, nutritionally sound and it gets me out the door and starts my day off right. So yeah, that's going good. If anybody wants to, learn a little bit more about this, you can just go to 90dayswithglacier.com, get some information. Drop me an email. I'll be glad to answer any questions about it. But it's like anything else. I mean, you have to actually, apply what you're learning, and actually, do the steps that it takes to make some changes, And the thing about making changes, you can do it in baby steps. You can really do it in baby steps. And as you do it in baby steps, I mean, you saw, all of a sudden you turn around and you realize you've gone a lot further than you thought you did, I mean, I know for me personally, I mean, we're already in November. I mean, you kind of go, where did this year go? I mean, so, you know, we've gotten 11 months into the year, and it seems like we just had Christmas last, you know, we're back to Christmas again. I mean, I was telling somebody recently, you know, a friend of mine that I actually met around in my neighborhood, I met around at a Halloween party last year. And I remember I was just like, oh, my God, it's been a year since we met. You know, it just, I mean, time flies, you know. So, you know, it's you know, you have to realize that taking baby steps, they add up real quick. They really do. And so if that's what you have to do to start with, so be it. You know, we all did at some point. But that being said, guys, I gotta sign off here because my goal was to be in bed by 10 o'clock tonight. And obviously I've missed that. But as always, I've enjoyed being on. And, you know, I'll be on anytime you guys will have me on. And, you know, I know, you know, like I said, with Paige's determination and with the you know, the team of supporters getting bigger and bigger every day, I mean, this is going to be a great thing for him and for all of us.
Absolutely. It's great to talk to you again, man. And for everybody who didn't know what he was talking about, glacier.bodybyvi.com, you can check that
out.
Yeah, or
you can go. One that's easier to remember that also is that I actually involved in the 90dayswithglacier.com. And it's 90 being the 90. But that's a lot easier to remember with a lot of people. But, yeah, you know, check it out and leave me an email. You know, even if you're just a wrestling fan, you know, I'll be glad to respond.
Absolutely. As always, man, I really appreciate you coming to the show. You're welcome anytime you want, and I will definitely catch up with you soon, brother.
Ah, sounds good, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you, okay?
Hey,
thanks,
Ray.
Okay, guys.
Talk
to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Too cool. Always cool to have Ray on the show. So anybody who listens, anybody who appreciates, anybody who's a wrestling fan should check his stuff out because it's almost like, you know, you got the triumvirate with those guys. You got DDP, you got Ray, and you got Mark. Those three guys can inspire you to do anything in your life, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, you know, I watch all those guys as we all, well, except for Arthur, you know, because I know that you caught it here and there, but, you know, I grew up watching these guys.
Well, Arthur's just pretty, so he gets everything.
Yeah, we can get away with that because he's so pretty. But
I was hired for my looks. Don't expect anything extra.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to milk you for that as much as we can. But meeting Ray was you know, I've met a lot of the guys, and meeting Ray was so great because he is such just a great guy. You know, he's salt of the earth, and I don't think he has an ego at all. He's just
salt of the earth. Oh my God, it's been a while since I heard that. And actually, that you say that, I think the funny thing is the story behind your picture, because you in Dallas are saluting. And Ray just doesn't do that. He's throwing out the glacier fist, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's just the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, and, you know, and the graphic that I made up for the show, I had to carefully Photoshop that out. So, I didn't want to be offending to whoever might check out the show. But me and Dallas are saluting. And it's so
funny.
Well,
we don't want to offend them by the picture, but when they actually listen, we're sorry, guys. We apologize.
I make no apologies. What was so cool is we met the guy from the guys from Boondock Saints, the two stars, and I wish I could remember their names, but, you know, no way. But I was like Ray's cameraman at the horror convention, and I'm following him around, and I'm taking pictures with him and everybody else, and we finally get the guys that were in Boondock Saints, and Ray was just really excited. He's like, listen, I kind of do this gimmick, and he's holding up his vids. He's like, that's what I do with my photos. And he's trying to get the guys to do that. And one guy just kind of looked at him. The other guy flipped me the bird, and I took the picture. And it was like the best picture of the entire event. He was really jacked with how well it came out. So.
Yeah, so by that you would mean Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yeah, those guys, yeah. Really,
those
really
guys.
Cool guys.
Okay, Arthur, I was expecting you with your quick Google reflexes to have that, but...
You know, I'm trying to figure out which con you guys were at. You're at the horror? Which con was that?
Yeah, we were at the Spooky Empire, and it's funny because it was here in Orlando, where I live, and Dallas was in town doing something completely unrelated, and they had actually had Roddy Piper on the bill. And Roddy had just had neck surgery, so he couldn't make the trip. So they found that Dallas was in town and hooked him up, and I spent 3 days with Dallas at a convention. And it was we were sitting next to the guy on my left was I think his name was Stephen Harvey. He was the guy who played the kid in The Omen. The guy to my right was Bill Moseley, who was he's in a bunch of horror movies, but I remember him from Devil's Rejects. He was Otis.
Yeah.
But who else was there? There were so many people there. There was the guy, I am so bad. You know, I can remember every story you ever told, Arthur, but I can't remember my own name.
You're Robert.
Yeah. That's one of my tattoos, just in case.
After Devil's Rejects, I can never listen to Freebird the same again.
Oh, my God, yes.
Is it horrible for me to admit that I've never seen that?
Yes.
I tell you what, I was at a con one time, and they had a band up there, you know, doing, you know, science fiction music. And they were told that they had to fill more time because something didn't happen that they needed to do. And they say, okay, any requests? And somebody in the back of the room shouts, Freebird, at the top of his lungs. And...
Yes. Genius.
So the band is singing What the Hell, so they start playing Freebird, right? And, of course, you know, you see the cell phones go up and a few lighters go up. But this is a science fiction con, right? So all of a sudden there's lightsabers waving in the room.
That is awesome.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I think, you know, as far as DDP yoga goes, at some point, geeks of DDP yoga must unite. And there needs to be some kind of geek con with everybody here, whether it's because there's video games, there's the wrestling, there's the movies, there's everything else. Something has to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, because I mean,
I remember.
I'm always amazed at how many, like when I go to Comic-Con or something, and yeah, I went to the one up in Philadelphia, and I went to Baltimore this year, and... You know, I've had my picture taken with Stan Lee. Yeah. Anyway.
Nice.
Dude,
I would geek out over that. I really would.
I do. It's one of my favorite things. Like, yes, I actually talked to him for a whole second and a half. It's like, thank you. Thank you for being a fan. That was it. You know, the whole thing. But, you know, I'm always amazed how many wrestling fans there are at the different cons. So that'd be a great tie-in. That'd be a great, you know. It'd be a great thing. I was up at a masquerade one time, you know, doing my best Jedi Knight impersonation. And near the end of my routine, I decided what the hell. So I dropped a full split in the middle of my routine with my lightsabers going. And everybody freaked. It was really great.
Because I know I've seen the Arthur lightsaber routine on YouTube.
Oh, my God, you saw that?
I did.
Yes, that's
I don't know what I was looking for, but I came across. Occasionally, I'll do like Wire TV.
That was
Extreme,
that Philadelphia Comic Con last year.
I'm gonna find that. I'm gonna put it on the front of DDP Yoga. I just want you to know that.
And I'll do these crazy searches with everybody, and I had your name in there, and I was like, wait, there's Arthur. He's got his kind of Obi-Wan on, and wait, those are lightsabers.
Yeah, well, if you keep looking, you'll find from Baltimore Comic Con this year, I was a Tusken Raider.
I have simultaneously gained and lost respect for you at all at the same time.
But I do my own I make my own costumes. Yay.
Nice.
But
no,
you know
good.
What? That's another thing. You know, when I was saying that there's no aspect of my life that YRG hasn't helped, I couldn't go to cons before. I was not healthy enough to stand and walk around for all that time. And now I can. I mean, it gave me back, you know, something that I really groove on.
I got to tell people and touch on my trip to Baltimore where I made the pilgrimage to see Arthur. Actually, I made the pilgrimage to see Arthur and Doug. It was my opportunity to kind of catch, you know, kill two birds with one stone.
Well, meeting Arthur in that pretty face is a pilgrimage all its own.
You got to make it just to see that, right? But No, I get there, and Robert, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but I get there, and Doug and I hang out, and we actually saw Mikey Galeanos when we were there. Mm-hmm. And one of the big things is that we wanted to go get an Arthur workout. And Arthur set up a workout, a YRG workout just for us. And we go in, and it was 2 hours. And when I said flashbacks when we talked about it earlier, I kind of break out into a cold sweat. But it was one of the best work. No, it was fantastic. And Arthur's approach is very invigorating. It's great. And I'm glad I didn't answer. Well, I guess I'm glad I traveled 250 miles to see it, because I don't think you would have made us hold that pose for, you know, that long anyway. But it was a fantastic workout. It was 2 hours. And you went and did, I don't know if it was four hours total worth of workouts after that, or four other workouts after that.
That day I had 4 classes. One was 75 minutes. All the others, okay, I had a 90, a 75, 2 hours, and another hour and a half that I caught that day.
You're a warrior, man.
I mean, so people listening, you hear this, and this is amazing. If they've seen your video and then hear that was one thing. When I heard that, you were like, yeah. I mean, we were sitting around kind of shooting the shit, and you're like, I got to get out of here because I got another workout to go to. I was like, seriously? I didn't know how I was going to drive home after that, but. We actually have a question from Steve in the chat room, and I don't know if I'm going to apologize or just say, hey, we're having a rocking show. It's 10:30. We're an hour and a half, and we're going to keep going as long as we can because chat room's kicking. We're kicking on the phones. But the question is, how many of you are YRG certified, and how did you go about trying? How hard is it? I'll take it real quick, and then, Arthur, if you want to kick in. I started it. I got to admit, I've been a little bit lazy about it, but I also know that it's changing a little bit with DDP Yoga. If you do go on Team DDP Yoga, there are some guidelines on how you become certified. And what I can tell you, if you're interested in it, Steve, you got to learn the Diamond Dozen, get it down, and get it videotaped, and get it in front of DDP. He will look at it, he will critique it, and he will let you know what's going on. Now, Arthur, you went through the whole process. You are YRG certified, so maybe you can tell him a little bit more about it.
Well, I was one of the first folks they did, and I actually went out to California and took the classes with Dallas. Now,
oh, wow.
At the same time, I was also I also had my certification as a regular yoga teacher. So. It's like that was a 200-hour course. I did that. I did the 500-hour yoga teacher certification, which I'll be really honest, at once it's useful, but it's not as useful as 200 and 500 hours should be. I mean, it's nice to know all the positions, and I guess it's good to know the Sanskrit names for it and everything, but do you really need to know the spiritual aspects of blah, 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 yakety smack when what I'm trying to do is teach somebody how to loosen up his spine? You know what I'm saying? So I would say, to be really honest, learn. There's some of these yoga anatomy books. I would get some of them and learn those. And you do need to know your anatomy. You do need to, I think if you remember the class that I taught, I was, talking about, well, you want to feel it here, you want to feel this, you want to feel what's going on in this part, or talking about extending and what you have to move in order to get certain parts of your body to open, and you do need to know that.
I think it's amazing because one of the things that you touched on there to sort of elaborate on that is when you talked about when we were going into Cobra. And you were talking about how to position your hips on the ground and how they should feel pressing against the ground when you were coming up into it. To me, that I still think about that every time I go into Cobra, how you explain it there, it helps me so much more just in that move. And there's a plethora of other things that you can do across all moves based on what you know about anatomy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, really, you do need to know anatomy. And I'm not saying you have to know every single muscle in the human body and every single bone. But like I said, there are some really good basic, yoga or stretching anatomy books that would help with that. And, the other thing you got to do is you've got to find how you're going to language what you're doing and how you're going to work from position to position so that you're developing your own sequences. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, people will get bored with it and, you know, you really won't get a lot out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can say one of the things I jump forward to, and I think one of the problems that I hit when I started it is I'm like, Diamond Dozen, I got that, because I started that probably a year into doing DDP yoga. And what I did is I was like, okay, I got a couple of Diamond Dozen, and then I jumped to the 20 and the 40-minute workout that Dallas requires as part of the certification, or as part of the certification as it was with YRG. And I recorded probably 3 or 4 independent workouts. And, you know, trying to figure out your own flow and trying to figure out how they all go together and to differentiate them from each other is pretty difficult. I mean, I like you said, I'd probably recommend somebody going through and doing, you know, once you get the hang of doing the workouts, stop putting DVDs in for a while and do a 20 or 30 minute workout yourself and, you know, and try to stand up by yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, one other thing you can do is you can just kind of experiment around with different positions and find like different ways you're going to go through the body. You want to make sure that you hit the whole body, all the major muscle groups. And sometimes you want to start with the legs or start with the arms or whatever. You always want to start with energize. You know, you want to start with grounding the feet, grabbing into the mat, squeezing the legs in, you know, lifting, getting the core strong. And you want to get that heart rate up quickly. And you want to hold the heart rate. And this is where you really want to, especially if you've got classes where you've got a lot of different people. I teach, right now I'm teaching 5 YRG classes a week. I'm stepping back from one of them just because I got so much stuff going on at school. But I teach a lot of YRG, DDP yoga classes. And it's very important, especially if you've got, you know, different ability groups in the class, that you make sure that people are focusing on their own engagement and you make sure that people are aware. If you've got people using heart monitors, it's a good time to get 1 or 2 of them as an example to show how the heart rate goes up, or use your own to show that. But you want to get them to engage and to feel that muscle engagement and then get them to start working through the body. And that's why I like that diamond cutter salutation. It's a great way to get the whole body going.
Yeah.
And you really want to, make sure that you keep them engaged. You know, you want to keep that muscle engagement going at the student's comfortable place. And you want to make sure you work all the major muscle groups, and you want to give them a good, good stretch and a good cool down at the end. You want to give them time to get everything back under control, because you don't want to just leave them at the end of a class, whether it's an hour or 90 minutes or 2 hours. You don't want to just leave them hanging with their heart racing. You want to bring them down and get them cooled out. And you also want to make sure near the end that you do some good hip openers and a good spinal series near the end of your class.
No, and that's awesome, because I can say the time that we went through the workout with you with some of the hip openers that you did and the spinal stretches that we did, some of them were challenging, but like you said, the memory of that, when you start to hold that and you start to do that and you start to stretch out your spine and you start to get the rest of your body in line, it was an amazing cool down.
Thank you. Oh, and tell them to drink the water. Yes, I do that.
Yes. Yeah, drink the water and never, ever, ever sweat on Arthur's mat.
Yes.
That's a bad thing to do. I can tell you that right now. But yeah, I think that's good stuff. I would say the ignition sequence is a very important sequence to starting the certification, and that'll give you a really good idea if you know how to control your heart rate. It probably took me 2 or 3 times recording that sequence for me to go from a resting, which was about 72, and up to a 145. And I think that sequence probably takes less than 2 minutes to do, if that. But, it, you know, if you're not doing it right and you're not engaging, like, the first couple times I did it, I was like 72, and I went up to like 100, and I'm like, I can't send this to Dallas only going up, you know, 30 points in my heart rate.
No, one thing that's really good for that, if you've got a person having a hard time doing it, is tell them to really work squeezing the legs in and squeeze the glutes and to pull the, you know, that big long muscle, the old six-pack, the rectus abdominis.
Yep.
Tell them to try and pull that in and up. And that will work the that effort to pull the rectus abdominis in and up will work the obliques, and that will also force you to breathe out of the chest rather than out of the belly.
Yep.
And when you breathe out of the chest, you're lifting up, you're lengthening out the spine, you're going to lift the collarbones, you're going to be able to get more air in, and then when you bring the shoulders into the squeeze, you're really going to activate the back as well as the arms and shoulders, so you're going to hit a lot of the larger muscles.
Absolutely. I think, one of the things that helped me recognize how I was engaging and hitting all those muscles was my plan in when I started, I had to make a habit, and I knew for me to make a habit, I had to make it simple and repeatable. So I did energy for about the first month, a combination of energy and fat burner for the second month. So it was like 60 days. I only did 2 workouts. And then I went on for, 3 to 6 months, adding a couple things in, mixtape, getting up to, double black diamond. I went back to energy after about 6 months.
Easy, wasn't it?
Just to benchmark myself and actually realized, when you slow it down, when you really think you're engaging at the beginning, I mean, you are when you're starting. But if you go back to it after you're experiencing it for a while and slow down and actually concentrate, you can actually feel all the secondary muscle groups and everything else that you really weren't hitting the first time you did it.
Yeah.
So
you can. The other thing you can do that I really like doing is like when you're in the push-ups, one thing that I love doing is trying to drive through my heels. Trying to actually push, you've got your toes grounded, and trying to push the heel back past the toes. That helps me to reinforce the length of my spine. And, most people are strong enough to do a push-up. They are. It's the low back that's the issue. Most people's arms and shoulders and chest are plenty strong enough. It's the core muscles that are weak. And you can modify the position a lot, but if you're already strong enough, taking that leg out, taking it either up off the ground so you're on just one leg, just on one set of toes, or taking the leg out 90 degrees so that leg is, 90 degrees out at the hip, and doing your 5-second or your 10-second push-up there, that'll make it really nice, and you'll get that heart rate really jacked. And part of it is when you're using a glute like that, that is the biggest muscle in the body. You cannot really have that muscle heavily engaged and not start raising the heart rate. So if you're already working there and you need to do more driving the legs and squeezing the glutes in, you've got several of the biggest muscles in the body more heavily engaged. And even though people think of the push-up as an arm-chest thing, it's really a core strength issue. The push-up
Absolutely.
Will build your core. I saw a great thing. I've been trying to figure out how the heck to do it. But I got some of those little medicine balls, with the little rubber, I don't know what to call them, rubber spikes on them, or whatever those are called.
Oh, yeah.
One on each foot, one in each hand. Try doing a push-up like that.
That's cool. Wow. I talked about it last week a little bit. I got my sister-in-law gave me a, and I'm going to slaughter this, and you can probably correct me because, no, well, I got a BOSU ball that I do lunges and whatnot on, but these are, is it GAIM, G-A-I-A-M?
GAIM, yeah, the company.
GAIM. It's called a core balance kit, and they're kind of like mini BOSU balls that are about, I don't know, 6 inches in diameter maybe, that have spikes on them for gripping.
That's the ones, yeah.
And, yeah, okay. Yeah, that I started using those. She brought them over, and I mean, they're really cool. They're great to use. I mean,
you know,
they challenge your balance. And, yeah.
Is when you're done, I keep one of those at work, and sometimes I'll just take off my shoe and just run my feet over it just while it's on the floor to just massage the bottom of my feet.
No, that's cool. Like, yeah, no, they're very good for that kind of stuff, actually.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff you can do with those.
And there's in this thing I got, it's the GAIM Core Balance Kit. There's four of them.
Yeah, and you got the that's the one with the disc in it, right?
It says it includes two DVDs.
No, I mean the big rubber inflatable disc with the spikes on one side. Not spikes, the nubs. Call them whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is an awesome tool for yoga. You know, if you want to do a hood ornament, doing hood ornament on that or the twisted hood ornament on that, that really challenges your core strength. And you know what? If you've really got good core strength when you're in that hood ornament position, or if you're in the, if you're just in that extended long lunge, is doing that on there and just holding it and then trying to drop your chest and lift your leg at the same time, and again drive out through that heel. That's really a wonderful challenge.
No, that's pretty cool, and I think those are occasionally we tell people to pick up some stuff. That's a good thing to pick up. The BOSU ball's a good thing to pick up. And anybody using a mat, I will say I have the Manduka, which is
a
Manduka.
That's an awesome mat.
Doug gave to me. It's a fantastical mat.
There's Mandukas and then there's every other mat in the world.
And if you get the extra, it's the
black one.
Black Magic. The Black Magic. That's is it 7 foot? I think the extra long one, and you can move all over it. And the more you sweat on it, the stickier it gets.
Yeah,
so.
But I tell you, the Manduka. That's a great mat. It's little. Even now, it's not as much as it used to be. Not as expensive as it used to be. But that's still a tremendous mat. It's still pricier than a lot of the others, but it will last you so much longer. I've seen people go through 2 or 3 yoga mats in a year. I've had a Manduka for 4 years, and it's still going strong. It's a wonderful mat.
I've had this since DC, and I think that was March, and it doesn't look any worse for the wear. The 8th inch, $10 mat I got, it's peeled apart. It's not long enough for me. If I'm doing it on carpet, that'll work because at that point it's just keeping the sweat off the carpet. But if you're on a hard surface, this mat is so dense that if your knees are sensitive, your hands are sensitive, anything else, it'll pick it up and protect you pretty well. Where's a good place to buy the Manduka mat now that we've
Lululemon has them.
You can go straight to Manduka as well.
Yeah, you can go on the internet.
And I don't know, Robert, does Dallas still have the discount with Manduka?
The last time I checked, they keep changing the keywords on us without notifying, so it may not work.
Yeah, so check the at ddpbang.com, the latest promo is there, but I think it's like 10% off if you use the use the EP code, so which is pretty cool. Because it's a good piece of equipment to have. So, anybody in the chat room or anybody on the phone with a last-minute question, because we've gone past our hour significantly.
We only have 10 minutes left.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes left, and at that point, we're going to be shut off no matter what. 347-994-1216. Quite an awesome show this evening, if I do say so myself, mainly because of our guests. Certainly you guys don't want to hear myself and or Robert every week. Or maybe you do, and that's awesome. We appreciate it. But
Well, I mean, it was mainly because of Ray and Arthur. I mean, it's really what amazes me, Arthur, is that your prettiness just comes right over the airwaves.
Yes.
It's a curse. What can I say? You know.
They need to make you need a bronze statue in front of, like, when DDP gets his East Coast home, there needs to be a bronzed Arthur right in front of it.
No, they'd probably think it was a fire hydrant.
Well, I mean, let's be honest.
You're not that short.
The pictures of it.
What's that, Robert?
I said, let's be honest, the pigeons will love it, so.
sort of to cap up for everybody, you know, you got Thanksgiving coming. I'm going to tell you, ask yourself at every bite, what do I really want?
Yeah.
Answer yourself truthfully. Don't take that bite if you say, I want to be healthier. I want a better lifestyle, because taking that bite's not going to get you there.
Hey, even better, just say, what would Arthur do, you know?
Arthur doesn't eat turkey.
See, there you go.
There you go.
Although, yes, tofurkeys. They once roamed wild across the plains, yes.
Yes.
For a second there, you said tofurkey? Did you say
tofurkey? Yes.
Okay.
He only eats like the farm raised, you know, the green tofurkey.
Yes, free range tofurkeys.
Yes,
that's good. We've already had a call for, you know, WWAD bracelets.
Oh my God!
Wristbandsnow.com will get you those pretty cheaply.
My evil internet cult will soon be taking PayPal.
For everybody else, if you want that bracelet, hit that. We're all here. If you want a last-minute question, hit it. But we're probably going to sign off here pretty soon. DDP Yoga is on Facebook. We're on Twitter at DDP Yoga. If you want to follow the man himself, at RealDDP. You can also catch everything else at ddpbang.com. If you look at ddpyoga.com, there's a lot of .coms coming at you, I know. You'll get through it. It's all good stuff. Black Friday, the 25th, next Friday, is going to be the release of DDP Yoga. This will be the most life-changing thing you can do, the best money spent. I'm not sure the price point, Robert. I don't know if you know it. But when I got the first 5 DVDs without the heart monitor on it, it was $60. And
mm-hmm.
If it's anywhere close to that, if it's even under $100 for the 5 DVDs, $20 a DVD for something that'll allow you to own your life, not only for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, but for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and the rest of your life. That is a fantastic investment.
Yeah, and we're actually, we haven't figured out all the price points yet, but just for the 5 DVDs, it's more than likely going to be cheaper than it used to be.
How does that happen?
Well, it's, I don't, DDP works the magic. I just push the buttons, man.
So there you have it. You guys, I'm telling you, if you're not there, get there. TeamDDPYoga.com. Join the revolution. Get in there. Join the life-changing experience. You'll never want to go back. So
yeah. For
me, that's about all I have. Arthur and Robert, if you got anything else, throw it in.
You know, DDP Yoga, it'll definitely change your life. If you're like me, it might even save it. I'll be really honest, if it wasn't for this program, there's a really good chance I'd be dead right now. I mean, that's not hyperbole.
You know, I don't mean to jump back in, but I'm going to agree with you. For myself, real quickly, guys, I was on acid reflux medication twice a day. I was about to be put on high blood pressure medication. I was on a BiPAP for obstructive sleep apnea, which has a high comorbidity with a lot of other things. I'm off all of that now, completely all of it, for losing the weight and managing my life with DDP yoga. Nothing better. I know, you know, I have a healthy lifestyle ahead of me and a healthy life waiting for me for years and years to come.
Nice. Well, I think that pretty much says it all. What do you guys think?
That's it.
I'm going to say, Ryan, brother, get on it. Get on it now. If you need anything, shoot me an IM. I will get you my number. We'll talk. I'll help you as best I can. Steve, you're rocking it out. Keep doing what you're doing. Anybody else out there, hop in. Let us know who you are. We're happy to help you. As far as that goes, that's your show tonight. 2 hours. You guys helped us to get here. An awesome show once again. So, you know, kick the 10% in the ass and live life at 90%. We're out.